For years, Victor Barahona and his twin sister Nubia were abused by their foster parents, who later adopted them. When they were both found covered in toxic chemicals in 2011, only Nubia didn't survive. Ignoring red flags, the Florida Department of Children and Families was deemed negligent and agreed to a $5 million settlement in 2013. Victor has already received a quarter of the money. For 4 years, a claims bill was filed to further compensate Victor. It finally got legislative approval last month, and the governor signed it into law this week. Victor's attorney, Neil Roth, says it's a long time coming.
We are incredibly grateful that a very long journey has come to an end, and one that we had hoped would not take so long. But in the final analysis, the justice that these children deserve has finally come to fruition. So we're very grateful that it's finally done.
Rod says it's important to note that the funds won't just benefit Victor. It will likewise help his two adopted siblings who were also abused by the parents.
These funds will not just benefit the one surviving child, but there are two others also who had significant issues. And because there was a claim made on behalf of Nubia's estate, Nubia, of course, being the one who was killed, then each of the three children who were her siblings will share in a portion of this recovery.
Because of the physical and sexual abuses the three surviving siblings endured, Rod says some of the funds will go toward the treatment they'll need for the rest of their lives. The claims bill, totaling $3.75 million, will now be paid half this year and half next year. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kordner.